たします。今日もあなたの豊かな恵みの中でこのように礼拝の時を守れますことを心から感謝いたします。主よ、どうぞ今日もあなたの御霊をもって私たち一人一人を養い、御言葉を通し、祈りを通し、また賛美と交わりを通して私たち一人一人に必要な糧を今日も豊かにお与えくださいますように。主よ、どうぞまた今日ここに集うことのできないお一人お一人もあなたの御心に留めてくださって、今いらっしゃるところにあって励まし支えてくださいますように。どうぞここに集われたお一人お一人が心からあなたを喜び、あなたを賛美し、あなたに礼拝を捧げることができますように、これからの時をすべて御手にお委ねいたします。感謝してイエス様の御名によってお祈りいたします。アーメン。 So today's scripture Jesus saidYou are the salt of the earth, and you are the light of the world. What a word of encouragement. He said, you are the salt and you are the light. What an encouragement. And yet, what a challenging word too. I always wonder if I am really salt of the earth, or if I am really the light, of the world.And what is salt? And what is light in the first place? What is good works, he mean? Good works. What does Jesus mean by today's scripture? As usual, I like to kind of divide today's scripture into three steps to understand what he really meant. So first one, the first point, first step I want to share is, it is God's grace.It is God's grace that makes us salt and light of the world. I will say this again. It is God's grace that makes us salt and light. You are the salt of the earth, and you are the light of the world, Jesus said. And these words are declaration, written as a declaration of Jesus Christ.About his disciples and followers. So that means it is not you nor anybody else who judge whether you are the salt or not, whether you are light or not. This is Jesus' declaration. He declared. It is Jesus Christ our Lord who calls your nameAnd declares that you are the salt and the light of the world. In Greek text, the word you are emphasized. And that means Jesus is not just talking to anybody in general, but you. Who is you? You are his disciples.And you are the followers of Jesus Christ, and you are those who live by his word and grace. So it includes us, and this you are emphasized. I don't have the screen today, but I just want to read from Gospel of John chapter 15 verse 16. You don't have to open the Bible, but if you want to take a look, please do it later. From John 15 verse 16, Jesus said, You did not choose me, but I chose you. I appointed you to go and produce fruit. Jesus said, You did not choose me, but I chose youAnd appointed you to go and produce fruit. This is what makes us salt and light of the world. His declaration, his choice, his grace. But Jesus also said, but if the salt should lose its taste or saltiness, how can it be made salty?It's no longer good for anything but to be thrown out and trampled under people's feet. Now this word worries us, right? He said, you are the salt. And next he said, but if you lose that saltiness, if you lose the taste, you'll be thrown out and you'll be trampled under people's feet. Is he encouraging us or is he kind of scaring us? declared that we are the salt, and now he said we lose, if we lose our saltiness, we could be thrown out and trampled under people's feet. What does he mean? What does it mean? And now this comes into next point, I mean next step. So this is the next point. The second point. It is God's grace. Nothing but God's grace that makes us salt and light of the world. But it is our choice. It is our responsibility to remain in this or His grace. It's His grace that makes us salt and light. But it's our choice and responsibility to remain in His grace. Before Jesus talks about today's scripture about salt and light, I hope you remember that he talked about persecution against Christians. We read this part last Sunday, right? He talked about persecution. What is the purpose of persecution? The purpose of persecution is basically to make you discard your faith in Christ. That's the purpose, right? In other words, to separate you from God's grace and pull you out of His salvation. That is the purpose of persecution. The Jesus said, persecutors will insult you. They will falsely say every kind of evil against you because of your faith in Christ. They may give you pain or fear, betrayal, or maybe money or honor. They will use everything they can do to separate you from grace and love of Jesus Christ. And I want to quote from Gospel of John again, same chapter 15, and now verse 4 to 6, Jesus said, remain in me. This is a famous verse. Remain in me, and I in you. Just as branch is unable to produce fruit by itself unless it remains on the vine, neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. The one who remains in me and I in him produces much fruit, because you can do nothing without me. If anyone does not remain in me, he is thrown aside, a branch, and he withers. They gather them, throw them into the fire, and they are burned. He repeats, remain, remain, remain in me. Otherwise, you can do nothing. You will be thrown away. You'll be thrown out in the fire. It's the same thing. You'll be thrown out and you'll be trampled under people's feet. It's the same thing. And he said, remain, remain, remain. Remain in me. If you lose your faith in Christ, if you lose your hope in Christ, and if you lose your love for Christ and separate yourself from His grace and love, there is no longer light in you. And there is no longer saltiness or taste in you. That's what Jesus meant. His grace, it is absolutely God's grace. Nothing but God's grace that makes us the salt and light of the world. But we must continue, we must remember that we must continue abiding in His grace so that we can produce much fruit, so that we can do good works. Which comes into the last point. The last point I want to share today is you are saved. You are saved, and God's grace made you salt and light of the world, but that is not only for your own sake, but also others around you, other people around you. In today's scripture, Jesus also said, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven.
When people read this scripture, today's scripture, I think people tend to relate their good works or good deeds with their saltiness and brightness immediately. And that brings confusion sometimes. But what usually happens is that they burn out, or they start judging others like scribes and Pharisees and fall into hypocrisy. So they work so hard because they think they have to be the salt and the light. And if you lose the saltiness, you'll be thrown away. So they're working so hard to be salty. They work so hard to be so bright. But that brings confusion among people. And usually people burn out, or they will judge, start judging each other. They will compare their deeds to each other and judging each other. So we must remember what Jesus said. We have to read carefully today's scripture. And he said, the Gospel of John, and I want you to remember that Jesus said, I am the vine, and you are the branches. The one who remains in me and I in him or her produces much fruit or good works. So this is the key, remain in Jesus Christ. But people often, or we often try other way around. They try to produce fruit first. They try to do the good works first, so that they can receive praise and be recognized by people. They want people to see as a salt and light, oh, you are such a wonderful Christian, you are such a great Christian. So they try to produce fruit first, and they try to do the good work first before connecting to the Jesus. But Jesus said, let your light shine before others, and this is the purpose, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. This is the key word of today. He said, good works and give so that they give glory to your Father in heaven, not to yourself. But we often, maybe unconsciously, we do that. We want to be recognized. We want to be praised, homeraretai. Or we want to be, yappari lippana Christian desu ne, or something like that. So that becomes our purpose, to do the good works. But Jesus said, no. So that people give glory to your Father in heaven, not you. A Father in heaven. And I want you to think about, when do people praise their Father in heaven the most? When do they glorify their God and give thanks from bottom of their heart? It is when they recognize God's love and be saved by His grace through Jesus Christ. So God wants you to be the light in the darkness of this world, so that the people in that darkness can see who true God is and what He has done for you or what He has done for them. God wants us to be the salt, so that people can taste the flavor of heaven, which is awaiting ahead of us. People see them and taste them through your faith, hope, and love in Christ. Your faith in Christ is the salt. Your hope in Christ is the light. Good works are not just your deeds for others. That's important too, but not just your good deeds, but they are also whole your life in Christ, whole yourself, your entire life Living trusting in Jesus Christ is a light and salt. And the people see who God is through you. And finally, let us read the word of Jesus Christ for us one more time today, and I will do the Japanese summary. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt should lose its taste, how can it be made salty? It's no longer good for anything but to be thrown out and trampled under people's feet. You are the light of the world. A city situated on a hill cannot be hidden. No one lights a lamp and puts it under a basket, but rather on a lampstand, and it gives light for all who are in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven.
最後に短くですね、日本語で、サマリーをさせていただいて、そしてお祈りして今日は閉じたいと思います。今日の御言葉、有名なね、御言葉だと思いますけれども、今日のこの御言葉から3つのことを私たちは今日心に、留めたいと思います。まず第1番目に今日私たちが心に留めたいこと、それは私たちは神様の恵みによって、神様の選びによって、神様の宣言によって、地の塩、世の光とされているということを今日まず心に覚えていただきたいと思うんですね。私たちは自分の行い、まあ、立派な行いとか、あるいは自分の知恵、あるいは自分の力によって地の塩、世の光として認定されるわけではない。ね、私たちはでもそれをよくやってしまいますよね。一生懸命いいことをして、いいことしたらやっぱりアピールしたくなりますよね。私今日こんなことをしましたなんて、ね、何気なく、SNS なんかに載せちゃったりなんかしてね、なんとなく何個いいねがあったか気になったりする。私たちは、どうしても自分の行いや知恵や自分の力によって人から認められたい、認定されたい。で、同じことしてしまうんですね。あなたは地の塩、世の光ですって言われた時に、私はこんな立派なことをして、私はこんな立派な人間だから、地の塩、世の光です。言いたくなってしまう。でもそうではない。今日の箇所は、神様、イエス様の一方的な宣言の言葉で始まります。あなたは地の塩である。あなたは世の光である。イエス様は弟子に向かって言ってるわけですよね。イエス様の弟子はこの時本当に、私たちの目から見て世の光、地の塩にふさわしい者たちだったかというとちょっとクエスチョンマークですよね。まだまだ成長していかなければいけない、まだまだな彼らだったんですけれども、でもイエス様は宣言したんです。あなたは地の塩、世の光だ。このイエス様の恵み、イエス様の選び、イエス様の宣言が私たちを地の塩、世の光としてくださるということ。まず最初に今日私たちは覚えたいと思います。第2番目に今日私たちが今日の御言葉から心に留めたいこと。それは確かに私たちは神様の選びによって、恵みによって、神様の一方的な宣言によって、地の塩、世の光とされていますけれども、でもその恵みに、留まり続けるということは、私たちの選択であり、私たちの責任であるということ。確かに私たちは一方的な神様の恵みによって救われます。私たちが立派だから私たちは罪が許され救われるのではない。それは神様からの一方的な恵みです。でもその恵みを信じて受け入れ、その恵みの中に留まり続けるというのは、私たちの選択であり、私たちの責任であるということ。私たちは心に留める必要があると思うんですね。イエス様に留まること、イエス様につながり続けていくことこそが、良い実を結んでいくための、あるいは今日の箇所で言えば良い行いに歩むための大切な秘訣、鍵ではないかなと思いますね。イエス様おっしゃいました。私はブドウの木で、あなた方は枝です。ブドウの木っていうのは枝だけでは実をつけられない。木につながってなかったら実を結ばない。同じようにあなた方も私につながっていなければ何もできない。イエス様はおっしゃった。 けですよね。ですから私たちはイエス様にしっかりつながっているかどうか、恵みの中にとどまっているかどうか、確認していきたいと思います。最後に三つ目に、今日私たちが心に留めたいこと、それは私たちが神様の恵みと選びと宣言によって救われ、そして地の塩、世の光とされたのは私たち自身のためだけではないということですよね。私たちの周りの人たちのためでもあるんだということを今日イエス様最後にお語りになりました。私たちが世の光とされたのは、私たち自身が褒められたり認められるためではないということ。でもいつの間にか私たちそうしてしまうんですよね。いつの間にか、牧師であれば牧師として、ちょっと認められたいとか、クリスチャンならクリスチャンね、認められたい、褒められたい、そんな風に思ってしまう。でも私たちが世の光とされたのは、自分が栄光を受けるためではない、自分が褒められるためではなくて、その光によって暗闇に座っていた人たちが、神様のことを知らない人たちが、神様に愛されているんだということを知らずに、絶望の中で生きている、暗闇の中に座っている人たちが、私たちの光を通して神様を見ることができるようになるためですよね。誠の神様を見、そして知り、その技によって彼ら自身も救われるためであるということ。そこに本当の神様への賛美、栄光がある。彼らが天の父なる神を崇めるようにしなさいというのは、そういうことではないでしょうか。私たちがイエス様を通して父なる神様を信じて、生きていくときに、その姿を通してそれが光となって、彼らもまた神という存在に気づく、神という存在に目が開かれる、そしてその神様はその彼らのことをも愛しておられるということを知っていく、そして彼らも救われ、彼らも父なる神様を心から褒めたたえていく。それが今日イエス様が私たちに望んでおられることではないでしょうか。一言お祈りをして、そして閉じたいと思います。愛する天の父なる神様、私たちにはあなたに誇れるような実績も、また技も、また信仰もないかもしれません。しかしそれでもなお、あなたは私たちを地の塩、世の光だ、宣言をしてくださいました。そのあなたの言葉を信頼し、あなたに委ね、あなたにつながり、あなたに愛され、あなたを愛し生きていくときに、その歩みが私たちの周りの人たちにとって光となりますように、また塩となりますように、その塩味を通し、またその光を通し、その一人一人が塩、あなたとさらにつながっていくことができますように、そこに大きな喜びがもたらされますように、どうぞ助け導いてください。すべてを御手に委ね、感謝し、イエス様の御名によってお祈りいたします。アーメン。